Johnny, why are you still wearing your badge?
What badge is that, Jay?
Your FanX badge. That ended days ago, man. Have you been sleeping with that?
Dude, I will be buried with this badge.
Buried with it?
This is the first badge you and I went in a convention. This is going to be sold in auctions for thousands and thousands of pennies. I don't know.
I already gave mine away.
I know you did. I mean, I can get it back if you want, but...
No, it's fine.
That's right, Knights. Me and Jay did something that we told you we're going to do, and no one believed us. Well, I guess you guys believed us. What did we do, Jay?
We went to FanX, finally.
FanX.
What is
FanX, Jay?
FanX is basically Comic-Con until you get sued, and then you have to rebrand yourself as FanX. But as you know, at Comic-Con, you have a bunch of celebrities and nerds and cosplayers and what else, Johnny?
Yeah, so a comic book convention... It's a big umbrella of everything nerdum. So it's not like an anime one where it's strictly for animation. It's not a video game one. A comic book convention, which this is, encompasses everything. That's a fun word. We've had a long weekend. That's everything nerdum. You name it. From Zelda to Wick to video games to things that you and I never heard or will never hear about.
Right. Like deep anime cuts. Deep anime cuts.
I always tell people that every time I think I'm a nerd, I'll go to a convention and I know nothing.
It's so true. I know. I'd be like, hey, what's your cosplay? And they would say what it was in like a mumbled voice. And I was like, oh, like one, I'm having a hard time understanding you. So I had them come closer and really tell me through their mask. And then when they did, I was like, I have no idea what that is.
And yet I lied. You were honest. I was like, oh, yeah, totally. Love that character.
Like, there was a guy who was wearing, he was legit wearing a red shirt, a black jacket, and he had a metal bat and black pants, which looks exactly like Metal Bat from One Punch Man. And I was like, Metal Bat, One Punch Man! And he was like, oh no, this is so-and-so from some crazy deep cut anime. And I was like, oh, it was really embarrassing.
Well, we even had that Star-Lord, and it turned out to be from Resident Evil.
Oh, I know, like, that was bad.
I was like, she's like, it makes more sense with my co-cosplayer. And I was like, okay.
She looked just like Star-Lord from Guardians 2.
Identical. And I just got a new Star-Lord figurine coming in, and I'm stoked because I'm going to finally, now that we have time to breathe, because you and me have been planning this for months. So.
Right. Yeah. did you want to just talk about each day of FanX, or how did you want
to
do this? Yeah,
so to make it easy for you, Knights, so let's welcome everyone in, because you and me picked up literally hundreds of new followers.
Hundreds, yeah.
So we want to welcome everyone who's new, everyone who's old. Thank you so much for following us. Keep following us. We're going to be around. Just to reiterate, we like to call you our knights if you're new. So no matter what, just for following us, for listening, you're now a knight. If you see me and Jay, just say you're a DLL knight. And we'll know what that means. Right, Jay?
That's right.
A deadlight knight. We know exactly what that means. So we're so excited to have you on. Don't forget to check stuff on YouTube. Sometimes they'll be on both our podcast channels, or they'll be on YouTube or single. So check both regardless, right, Jay?
Right. Well, you know, it's funny because so often on Instagram, we've had memes blow up and you think like, wow, like some of our memes, hundreds of thousands of people saw, like the Baby Yoda one, you know, a few hundred thousand
11,000 plus.
Well, 13,000 people liked it. But you think like the amount of people that like it is probably 1 in 10, 1 in 20. So at least 100,000 people saw it, which I can back that up with data. Probably. But in any case, like, we've reached hundreds of thousands of people on Instagram. And we've reached thousands, not hundreds of thousands on YouTube, but we've reached thousands of people. And you don't really think about that mind-boggling number until you go to a convention like this and you meet thousands of people and you're like, holy cow. Like, that's this a is lot of people. So many people. Yeah, they're over 100,000 people that typically attend FanX in Salt Lake. And it showed. We got like over 400 new followers on YouTube, just from our booth, from having our booth. And it blew my mind how many people that was. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So thank you so much for joining us. If you're new, if you're old, get ready for our nonsense. Right, Jay?
That's right. So tell us about Thursday, Johnny.
Okay. So we were so over our head. I've been to many conventions in my day, never been to FanX. I don't know left to right. Like, you and me were panicking the night before because they did not give us, the FanX people did not give us a lot of info.
No, there's no major schedule. We had Coleman.
Luckily, our friend Coleman.
who's Dude, been we to haven't FanX had on the cast,
but he's
times.
Always around.
Right, he's been on the cast, or he's been to FanX a bunch. So he Googled a bunch of stuff and answered all of our questions.
Yeah, like what time to set up, what time does it open? Because we had exhibitor badges, which meant that we were having a booth, and they could range from artists to novelists to honestly anything, right? It's no, there's no exhibitors are not nothing specific. So right. You can set up in 5 minutes or you can set up in 3 hours.
Right. And we were somewhere in between. We probably set up in 30 minutes, depending on the day.
So that Thursday came along and then we were sorting ourselves out. And then we were a train wreck. You and me have very broad shoulders. We don't know our own spatial reasoning. We were setting up. I knocked over the pin from the girl next to us. So we had to make peace with her. And then on the other side, when we're hanging up our banner, we're knocking over the guy's. It's like a comic book, and he had a life-size cutout board of it, and it kept hitting, and he was all nice in the beginning, and then he came around the corner to hold it for, so we didn't knock it over anymore. I'm like, oh, sorry, we're new.
What was funny is, like, on Thursday, everyone was like, oh, we've been to a bunch of these, it's always calm on Thursday, this will be chill, and then it was like the floodgates opened, and people rushed in the thousands, like, our buddy who was selling posters talked about how Thursday, like, they were not fully set up yet because they were expecting it to be slow, you know, like half an hour into opening, and all of a sudden they were taking orders like crazy, and he was like, crap, all hands on deck.
Yeah, it's cool, because what we wanted to do was we got there early enough that we could set up, and you don't let there – we gotta go in whenever we want. The actual attendees can't go in until the VIPs can't go in. So we had time to roam around on Thursday to meet some of the other vendors, just to introduce ourselves. And that was a lot of fun.
Right. Yeah, no, that was cool. We met at our Evermark Park a couple times, but on Thursday it was my favorite.
Yeah, we started autographing pictures that they didn't want
right.
for them.
Giving them sunglasses. Off, giving them pens. But they were so excited to see us, our homies over at Evermore Park, when they were getting set up. It wasn't the actors. It was like some of the people who were behind the scene. Maybe they're actors later on, but they weren't in cosplay.
There was only one actor at the time.
Right.
The rest were production people or visual effect people. They were the behind the scenes people.
Flip. And they were like all 6'7" for some reason.
One of them was like, this is Zach. I forgot his name. He's like, he's 6'8". And I'm like, cool.
Right.
That's all he was.
I'm 6'1", and I was looking up at these guys like, holy crap. It was so random funny.
They were awesome. So more to come on our adventures at Evermore. But that was our Thursday morning before right. it opened. Was getting to know people.
Right. Well, and what's funny is, like, we weren't sure. So we were trying to push YouTube, kind of as we mentioned that, just trying to get, you know, more people exposed to our YouTube. And in the beginning, like, no one wanted to talk to us about it. We did not have our salesman pitch down at all.
Yeah, we were... I got a spin wheel I borrowed from work, and our whole premise was, hey, subscribe our YouTube channel, and you get a spin, because who doesn't want to spin, right?
Right.
It's fun to spin. We bribed them with candy, stickers, and like a nice prize, and that did not go well at all.
No, like no one wanted to do it, and then what was funny is like some lady showed up, she just didn't even say anything, spun the wheel, it said sunglasses, she grabbed a pair and ran, and we were like, okay, like, that was weird.
Yeah, and then like little kids would just roam up to the tables and their parents don't care. And I'm like, what is going on with America?
Right, so we kind of changed our technique, right?
We've evolved a lot, which is really good. We were like, hey, just spin a wheel and get candy or a sticker. And then Jay sold them.
I started screaming at people, hey, what cosplay is that? And then they would come over and I'd be like, hey, if you want a free sticker, you can have one. And be like, and if you subscribe, you can have this. But I don't know. It was kind of awkward sometimes calling people over.
Yeah, you think they would be, if they like to dress up and be there, you think they'd be fun people. But a lot of them are scared to leave their, I don't know, they were scared to get acknowledged.
It was their first social interaction in a, and if people don't know this about me, I'm a little outgoing and I have a little bit of a voice that carries. Like, it's kind of going right now. It's a little on the fritz after 3 days of yelling at people. But like, oh, I can clear a room. So it was pretty funny.
I don't have that issue at all.
Right. Yeah, no. So you definitely
yeah, I'm
do
very
too.
Quiet. Yeah.
Oh, we're not yeah, I know.
At all.
I know. Johnny and I are both yelling at people. That's the thing is Johnny and I are both yelling at people like, I love your cosplay. Get over here.
Come love us.
Exactly. We're booming from across the aisles. And what's funny is the booths next to us are not like yelling at anyone. They're just chilling, having a good time, and we're like screaming at people.
The first one was this great author guy, and then we were sandwiched between two artists, and they were very much like, they knew the first day no one buys. That's just a rule of thumb in conventions. If you have all three passes, you don't typically buy the first day. You want to see everything. So they didn't even talk to a soul other than us, honestly. Like, they just smiled at people. They didn't say anything.
Right. And then on other days, all of a sudden, the foot traffic got crazy for them.
Yeah, they were busy the last day. I'm glad I got some prints from our girl, Lindsay. And she had a really good deal. And I grabbed two because she was down to like 11.
Right. No, she was running out fast.
Yeah.
What was cracking me up, too, is I don't know, just on Thursday, we were both like, we shared a look like in the first 4 hours, we had, I think, 5 new subscribers. And we were like, this was such a waste.
Yeah, we packed. We like to set unrealistic goals, if you know us. And we're like, we're going to have 1,000 subscribers by the end of the con. I mean, our real true blue goal was to grow 300%, right? Because coming from 100 subs, that's not bad, 300.
But which 1,000, we totally did more than that.
That 1,000 was a wake up call after. I'm like, what are we down to? We gained 25 people. It's 3 o'clock. What?
It wasn't even that many, I don't think. I think it was like 10 or 15. Anyway, what was cool though was Johnny, I think, had this idea of, let's change the wheel so that it just says candy and stickers. And so people can get something for free. They can just spin the wheel, come over. And then you adopted another idea later on that was even better. But so we started to have people come over just to get something for free. And then afterwards, it was like, hey, if you want even more, you have to be our friend now.
Yeah. The only positive is anytime I'd be like, we think we're funny, the people are like, yeah, you guys are. I'm like, thank you.
Right. No, a lot of people did think that. Yeah.
Yeah. We have these super obnoxious pictures that I hate, but I'll come to love them, where you and me are doing Step Brothers. I just hate it because my 5 chins are showing. But everyone wanted that on their fridge. We'll post about how we ran out the first 2 days, honestly. Then we lost a lot of steam on Saturday. We apologize to anybody who thought we were kind of rude on Saturday. That was bad timing on us, but we were just handing out. We were like, don't you want an autographed picture of us? And they were so gung-ho about it.
Well, there were just more people on Saturday too. So we at the end on Saturday, we had just put a bunch of stickers on our table. And if people wanted some, they could sub. If not, Johnny and I were just like chilling, Yeah.
And we'll get to Saturday. It's out of control. It was fun.
What did you think of Friday?
So we didn't time it well, and then no one had sleep. And so you and me, I'll just end it on this on Thursday. Again, the great leadership of that. They didn't tell us what time they were going to close the booth, the vendor floor. And we assumed it was like 7 for some reason. And then you had a signing like at 8. And we're like, oh, we have time for everything. They didn't close the floor down till 9. So we were very confused on Thursday of what was going on. And then we didn't have time to go set up the next day because we wanted to interview people. So that was Thursday. Thursday was a great learning curve. That's how I'm going to put it.
Right. Well, I should mention that too. I met Brandon Sanderson on Thursday, which was cool experience for me. He's one of my favorite writers. He's definitely my biggest mentor in writing just because he posts so many podcasts and lecture circuits on improving your technique. So I've listened to days of his stuff. So I gave him one of our goofy photos. And I got my favorite book by him signed, Oathbringer. He called me a son of honor in it. And we kind of shared a couple laughs really quickly as we chatted about some just life in general. We were chatting about a couple things, and he was super nice.
That's what's really cool about this con is a lot of people, one of our favorite humans that we've interviewed so far, Nick Burdell, is someone that we usually tell people, and they don't know what we're talking about. They're like, sounds cool. You guys got a lot of views. But at cons, dude, everyone knew exactly who you're talking about, and they gave us street cred. They gave us con cred.
Yeah, I know. It's like, oh, have you heard of Nick Podell? Have you heard of the wheel? The Name of the Wind? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. We're like, well, we interviewed him. He was on our cast. And they're like, oh, a lot of people thought that was crazy.
Yeah, and then they gave us a little more time.
Yeah.
Time of day. So that was cool to get a little
acknowledgement. They tried to kiss Johnny on the lips and seduce him.
I mean, we did. I'm shocked. I don't know what this is, Knights. Maybe you can tell me. I don't know why I have a recognizable face because I got a lot of that.
Different. It was like 5 times a day they were like, and I know this guy. Johnny has like, no idea who they were.
And it was a very like, I noticed one of them, like a lot of them were like dudes in their 60s or like younger. Like it was there was no in between. It was just it was the most biggest range of people to recognize. I'm like, what are you guys watching? What am I in?
I'm convinced Johnny's a vampire and he's just been traveling time and like he was with these older generation as a young man. It was literally like probably 3 people a day. in their 60s would go, and I know this guy, how you been? Oh, yeah. And Johnny was so uncomfortable.
Okay, there were a few younger people. Calm down. There's probably like three of them, but still, there were a few.
It was definitely two-thirds older generation.
It really was older dudes.
What were they talking about?
Dude, they look like R.R. Martin. Like, literally, they had like the hat and the gray beard and like, who's your favorite character? Like, I was just so, and I got a few of them. I don't know, man.
They were so excited, and you dashed their hopes and dreams by saying it wasn't really you. They'd be like, now, how do I know you? It's been so long, hasn't it? You've been good. And Johnny's like, I don't know.
I don't know, man, but give us a follow. We need a subscriber.
That was my favorite thing. That, hands down, was my favorite part of the cast. Of the FanX in hindsight was so many people.
It was only like two, like, I'll say it, cool people who, age appropriate, who kind of recognized me. The other eight were old men.
Yeah. Well, it's just funny because it's like, I think maybe once a year someone, or maybe twice a year, someone mistakes me for someone they know. Like, not very common, but like this was like literally three times, four times a day it happened to Johnny. Like, how unusual.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Whatever you say, sure.
So tying in Thursday and Friday, we had someone who was out of cosplay on Thursday and then showed up in cosplay on Friday and scared the living crap out of us. Like, scared us so bad. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, the super tall, handsome guy with his posse of other handsome men.
What was he dressed up as?
The first day, or what was he dressed up as?
Yeah, the second day when he came and scared us.
I think they call him a mimic.
Yeah.
That's all I know. It's pretty much a big treasure, but it's off of D&D lore. His friend is a professional dungeon master, so that was really cool. And then it's this chest where you hide and then you open the chest and these big fangs come out and eat you.
Right. Yeah,
and he told us on Friday, because he subbed us, him and his friends did. They were really cool. And Thursday, he's like, yeah, I'm going to come in my big play cosplay tomorrow and I'll show you guys. We're like, cool. Not thinking he's going to do it because people lie all the time. Right. And then all of a sudden, Jay, who is literally in salesman mode, where he didn't turn it off. That's the only reason we have 500 people is because Jay didn't turn it off, which is amazing. This box just appears. Jay's not paying attention. And it pops up and Jay just screams.
I did. He grabbed a bunch of our stuff, and I was like, looking off to the left, and he came in from the right, and he came in hard.
And it was cool. I mean, I loved it because it's so big, and it drew a lot of it. We got out of probably, and I know for sure in our row, we were the busiest booth, regardless of what. Like, anytime there was cosplayers, they always came and hung out with us. So we were lucky enough to be interesting.
And people came back. We were screaming at people. Yeah, that was the cool part, too, is people came back all 3 days, like our mimic friend.
Yeah, and then we had people have been like, hey, I was here yesterday. I just want to say hi. We're like, awesome. Take another candy. Here's another sticker. Thanks for coming back.
Yeah, so the cool idea. So we've encountered mimics. I don't know if you remember this, Johnny. Maybe it was before your time. But I know on some of the D&D campaigns, I've been like, oh, there's a chest in the room. I'll search the chest. And as you go to search it, the chest gobbles you up. And you have to try and get it out of it and fight it. And your party's trying to kill it before it gets you. It happened on the door, too.
I only go to D&D to roll dice. I don't really pay attention.
Right. Johnny's like, oh, there's something that needs killing? I didn't even realize it was a chest.
I just attack.
Oh.
But it was really cool. Like, the one thing here, I'll sum it all up later. But yeah, so that was Friday. Friday was exhausting because I had to wake up at 6 every day. You did not pace yourself because I was useless. So you were gunged on Friday because we'll tell you guys the truth here. Like, we were dead on Friday. Like, energy drinks, I had two in the same day, which I don't even like drinking one of them, and I had two that day. We didn't properly eat because you don't have time. The way we were pushing it is we did not have a break because we just had to take advantage of anyone around. That's how we had to push it.
Well, and a lot of the times it was one person after the other was timing it right as they were coming to our booth. Like, there was literally no time for one of us to leave or anything. There were maybe five breaks in a 5-hour day, and they were about 20-second breaks, it felt like.
Yeah, we only had enough time to reorganize stickers just so my head would breathe a little bit. I like to call it, I called it to Jay, I coined a con brain. We were just doing too much, we couldn't focus. Well, like, we had different fandom stickers, and I tried to separate them, and I would just put all of them in kind of one pile, and I didn't realize it because my head was just so burnt out.
On Friday, we learned, too, that nerds are very indecisive, because you'd be like, hey, you can have a free sticker, and they would sit there for 5 minutes trying to decide which sticker they wanted. People would be lining up behind them. And so the next day on Saturday, I was like, you know what? You have 10 more seconds to pick a sticker. was like, you got a time limit because there are people behind you.
Yeah, we finally got down everything the last 2 hours on Saturday.
Right. No, and then we were like, man, if we'd have known this going into it.
our plan was also, because we like to interview, was to go with a GoPro and interview some of the booths. And we talked to them on Thursday. And Friday, we had a plan to do it. But we didn't realize that everyone kind of set up already on Thursday. So on Friday, no one came early.
Right.
They were like, there's no point. They're already set up. They didn't have to be there on time. So when we went to go to some of the ones that we wanted to talk to, they weren't there yet. So we're like, well, let's go back to our booth. And then we were like, oh, we already saw the VIP. If you have a VIP ticket, you go three times. You go all weekend. And we were like, well, they're not going to come back again. It's not going to be as busy because they already came yesterday. But we saw new people the next day.
Like right off the bat. We wanted to see our buddy, I think it's Chris Bartelt is how you pronounce it, or Bartlett, I can't remember, but he's in The Mandalorian. He plays a lot of the robots and does a lot of the voice work. And anyway, we wanted to see him because he had his own booth, but we never got a chance to. We tried to a couple times, but I mean, we follow each other on Instagram and we've had like multiple conversations with him, but
we know his agent. That's how Hollywood we are now.
Yeah. No, we're actually more buddy with his agent than anyone else.
when he's like, we'll have our people talk to your people, we're like, yes. We are our people. He didn't need to know that.
Right.
We are our people.
Right. I know. It was funny. But it was just, really... Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it's just really cool just to be like, yeah, we are our own people.
Yeah. Well, and I was just going to say, it was kind of sad. That was one of our regrets was we weren't able to see all the places we wanted to because we were kind of tied to the booth.
Yeah, it was... And then you got to stay till 7, but we agree... to if we had to bail a little early. We got to bail a little bit early because we didn't care on Friday.
Right.
I think it ended like at 7 and it was 5:30 and we're like, we're done. Let's just wander for a minute. We had Chris from Chris Creates the World. He was there. Our buddy Chez was there. Coleman was there. Andy showed up. So we had a lot of our good like group of friends. So we just want to hang out with everybody. And we, you know what? We did as much as we're going to do. So we got to enjoy it a little bit. We didn't interview anyone. We're fans. It was really cool just to walk around.
Yeah, those parts were actually my favorite parts. I'm thinking in future years, we'll just have either press badges or VIP badges and maybe give out a few prizes on the street. But I think the biggest thing, I enjoyed interviewing people and chatting with them more than anything.
Yeah, we can do that all about Saturday. You can sort out. But that was pretty much Friday. I did, again, not recognizing people when cosplay. I was at the food court after and this Mackenzie girl from Colorado Springs. I was like, oh, you have a really cool costume. Oh, I really like your cosplay. It was this anime. I forgot the character, but it's really well done. And I'm like, yeah, I have a booth. And then I had, because I had Deadlight Nerd swag. She's like, oh, yeah, no, it's at your booth. I subbed to you guys. I'm like, oh. And then she said her anime cosplay she had that day. And I pretended to know what it was because I had no idea. So I was like, cool, come stop by again. Luckily, she did. She was really nice. But it was just funny to run into people outside. Like, we were at the food court at the mall just down the street. So you can hang out all over downtown.
Was it Friday you forgot your badge on the way there in?
Oh, yeah. So another, again, not because we love to mess up so much. Friday, I get all the way halfway to Jay because it was easier to carpool. And I look down and they give you a bracelet, which is your I don't know, RFD badge, whatever. You get a bracelet with a QR code and then you get your badge and our badge is exhibitors. That's so they don't give us crap to stay later or come in early. Hindsight, I didn't need it, but I didn't know. And I got halfway there and had to turn around back home just so we could get it, so we can go in early. I mean, it turned out that we didn't need anything because we got there early on Friday and we still couldn't interview people. But still, I was so mad to turn around. I said duck. It was horrible. Literally, I spelled out D-U-C-K 9 times for J. That's how angry I was.
I get that. Kind of
a lot of mishaps.
Right. No, transitioning into Saturday... Instead, we just had my parents drop us off on Saturday because we didn't want to have to deal with some guy on Thursday or Friday. I can't remember which day, broke into my car and smoked in it. Like,
right? Like the rudest thing you could do.
Yeah, I know. It was super. So we had to drive home with our car smelling like smoke. That was annoying. So my parents just drove us the next day.
Yeah, again, we just entered through the loading dock and they didn't give us any hassle.
Right. I know. I loved that. What was funny was by Saturday, I was so tired that like... It was halfway through the day, and Johnny and I are talking, and Johnny starts to say something, and my brain just, like, shut off, and I started to, like, gaze off into the distance, and Johnny keeps talking, and all of a sudden it turned into, like, a Nick Miller and Schmidt fight, like, if you watch New Girl.
I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to your lovely wife, Liza.
I didn't even realize it. I just...
Yeah. And then so Jay goes... And then Jay goes something like, okay, enough of the story, and then I just look at him, and I go, what did I tell you about interrupting me in public? And both of the booths behind, like next to us and behind us were on the floor laughing because we made it so overdramatic.
It was so bad.
And I was like, this is why I don't go home with you. Like I played it off even more. So for me, it was funny. I totally understood why you were so frustrated. Like, I don't blame you at all. Like,
I had
it was
con like, brain for a half second.
No, it was just like you and me were done. We were giving out prizes and it was like 5 and it ended at 7 and we're like, it was probably 4. It was 4 and you and me were like, let's just call it. Like, we were just so done. And we were texting people like, hey, you got 30 minutes to pick this up. We want to just leave. And then all of a sudden I was like, I'm tired of this damn wheel. And also it was the first time I was sorry. Damn wheel on our table. And I put the wheel down, the spinning wheel down. And all we had was this black top full of just fandom stickers, really fun flash stickers. That's all we had. That candy, some sunglasses here and there. And then all of a sudden, people just started still coming up to us. And you were just like, I think you just didn't even mean to say it. You're like, yeah, sub to us, you get 5. And they were like, really? And then we just got, 40 in like an hour of subs just because you let them take 5 stickers. That's all it took.
We weren't selling anymore. We were just sitting there like drinking a like, cold. I don't know, what drink did we even have at that point? A Kickstarter or something? Whatever we were nursing on, you know.
I just loved how you were like, sub and you can take 5. And then they would like show us the 5 and sub. And they were so stoked. I'm like, really? We were giving out dice. We were giving out minis. We were giving out sunglasses and pens. And people are just like, 5 stickers though?
Dude, and they were like, we got them for like $5 for 100 on Amazon.
100.
Yeah, and so I was like, if we could do this over again, I would have just bought like $100 worth of stickers. I would not have bought any other merch. It would have just been stickers and maybe a few pieces of candy. And that's all we would have done. And we would have probably had way more success.
Way more. I mean, I liked... So we were able to. Yeah, that was something that we got our second wind and then it was a lot better. We were able to leave an hour early because we wanted to interview people. So right. That was actually what our goal was to go and interview all these people just for who were on the con. So we were able to do that. That was to you and me the funnest part, I think.
100%. I enjoyed just hanging out. Like Chris Creates the World, like you said, was with us and he did some filming with us, which was fun. He walked around with us. That was cool. It was good to see him in his cosplay. Huge shout out to him. He came into our booth and did a little time lapse for us. That was cool, you know, just of all the people visiting our booth. And so he was cool enough to include it in his YouTube video, which was nice.
Yeah, it was super. It was good to get back to our roots of talking to people. And we realized we did that a lot better. So it was a torturous, crazy, fun experience. People say, do you have fun? I'm like, you know, I did now that I can digest it. It was fun. It was hard. You know, to complain. It was harder than I thought, but that's what makes it worthwhile, right?
Right, and I think the cool thing is there's no substitute for experience. And so now, like, having that year under our belt, I'm like, I know exactly what I want to do next year, and I'm looking really forward to it because we're just going to focus on the stuff we like, and we're going to have a really fun time, and that's going to be awesome. It won't be nearly as professional as we made it.
Well, the thing is, too, like, even we'll go back to music here. You know, when bands are first trying to make it, you know, no one knows who they are and they have to prove that they can build an arena. They have to be outside making flyers and handing it out. Hey, come to my show tonight. You know, you have to do that. So I don't regret having to beg people to follow us to find us funny. Cause why would they not? We had one girl who she was age appropriate, probably in her 20s, who, when we were like, yeah, we're Deadlight Nerds. And she's like, actually I've heard of you guys. And we were like, oh, we believe it this time.
Right. It's not some random guy in a college course.
Yeah. So backtrack real quick. Again, Chris Creates the World. He did a paper on us, and some kid in his class was like, "Oh, Deadlight Nerds, I've heard of them." We were 6 months out. No right. One's heard of us. That,
no one had heard
that didn't
of
know us.
Us. Yeah.
And we were like, "Bull Pucky." And then like, but this girl at the convention center literally was like, "Oh, I've heard of you guys," and that one I believed.
Right. Yeah. No. Which was a cool moment. It was gratifying.
It really was. It was cool because she's heard of us. I mean, she didn't say she hated us. She didn't say she liked us. She just said she heard of us. And, you know, we did have like over 1,000 listens on our Evermore one. Like, the Evermore people knew who we were.
Yeah. They were like, oh, yeah, I've heard your interview. I really liked it. It's one of the bigger ones about our park.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. So that was a cool, we had a good 2 hours at the end there.
Yeah.
At the booth.
I know, it was really cool. And when Evermore recognized us, they're like, we've seen your video. We love your video. You guys are awesome. It's like, oh.
Yeah, and they were like, we didn't even say, we were like, yeah, we want to go back to your park. And they're like, oh, email us when we're coming, before you guys are coming. We'll set it up. We'll give you a good tour. And we're like, yeah, that's what we want to hear. Yes.
Speaking of which, a couple weeks out from now, in preparation for Halloween, we are going back to FanX as a full film project.
Evermore.
Sorry. What did I say, FanX? Conbrain. I wanted Conbrain while this was fresh, but it also means I'm a little, my voice is a little muddled, and yeah, my brain. No, so we're going back to Evermore Park in a couple weeks, and this time we're going to have it be a little bit more professional and a lot more fun, because we're actually going to know what we're going to do. We're going to attack the pirates. We're going to try and poison someone, all the good things.
Yeah, we made friends with the pirate this time. We know who not to talk to.
Right, I guess that's true. So we'll poison some of the pirates and give the bounty to other pirates.
We'll play the game well.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll avoid all the scary ballerinas that are jacked.
I can't. No promises.
The ghost ballerinas.
No promises.
I'm trying to think. Oh, I wanted to do a quick shout out to our Knight of the Week, Michael Hamblin, who was kind enough to come to our booth on, I think, almost all three, either two of the 3 days or all three. I can't remember. Conbrain, but he came and stayed with us for a while. Which was really cool. It was good to see him. He had a really good cosplay from MASH on. He was just having a good time. It was really nice to see him. We were able to give him some prizes and spend some time with him, which was cool because he's been a friend of mine for years. I haven't seen him because of the pandemic for probably 2 years. So huge shout out to him.
But his knowledge of just everything military is crazy.
And in general, he's just a super hyper intelligent dude. So it was really cool to have him come by and chat with us for a minute.
Dude, that's awesome. That was cool. It was cool to put some of these people that we talk to, like, virtually. We do talk to some people virtually that we don't get to see, so it was good to be able to, like, have an excuse for them to come hang out with us.
Yeah. And I always call him Hambone, so when I saw him from a distance, I was like, Hambone!
he's very confusing to me.
Yeah, sorry, no. But I mean, he's a big guy. He's really tall. He's got a huge beard, so, like, even with the mask on, I recognize him right off the bat. Like, it was pretty funny. So it made my day to see him. And we saw a bunch of other people too, which was cool. Like people we haven't seen in a minute, we were able to reconnect with at FanX.
Yeah, my cousin came, Monica, who's one of our earlier supporters. And she was like, can't believe I had to pay money to hang out with my cousin. And I just like, we just went Hollywood.
Hey, we gave her a shirt, okay? So
yeah, we went Hollywood on her.
And candy and stickers.
Don't forget the sunglasses, dude. I love our sunglasses.
It's true. It's so true. But next year, dude, no, I'm not giving out a single sunglasses. That's for, like, really cool people. Stickers for everyone else, because that's all they care about anyway.
Although, if you come up to us and say, hey, I'm a knight, we'll give you a sunglasses.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. The sunglasses are sick, though.
They're, yeah, so, I mean, we'll have some out at Evermore. We got some extra ones. I'll bring a bag. We'll hand some out. Anywhere you see us, we'll be around way more now. Now that the world lets us go out a little bit more, we'll adventure to more cool places and hang out more, right, Jay?
That's right. I think, Johnny, that is pretty much everything I had on my list I wanted to talk about. All the things I could think of. I've got a few new posters at my house, and I'm pretty stoked on that.
Yeah, I got some artwork. And that's the one good thing about spending so much money to go to this, is I didn't have to spend a dime there because I was so... Because next year, when we don't have to spend as much, I'm going to spend a lot, because I just love it. Dude, they're like Legos. Like, they have just a lot of fun stuff that are easy to find. You can go, like, spend $50 in 3 days and just fill up a nerd wall of amazing stuff. Not just artwork.
It's so true. It's so true. Yeah, so I'm planning on dropping a few hundred on our next con.
Oh, easy. Without even blinking an eye.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited. No, and just speaking of YouTube, Johnny, what do we have dropping tonight?
Oh, we have the whole YouTube experience dropping tonight. The video we made, some of our interviews. We had some local lightsaber people, right? The Kyber Light. Yeah, Kyber. I've heard it both ways.
Yeah, well, in the video, you can hear Johnny. He's like, we have here Kat. He looks over at the poster and he's like, Kyber Light.
I got in my head. But they were super cool, though. They even referred to you as knights, which I appreciated.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, we got some really amazing artist dude. Like, we legit, like, he was really cool. I wish we spent more time with him. That's something we're going to work on next time, too. So, Knights, we need your help, though, to petition FanX. And, yeah, we're needy, so I don't even care. Petition them to give us a panel.
I know.
You guys want to meet us live.
All right, now that's the thing I want next year. I either want to moderate a panel for some of the bigger guys, or I want to do a panel ourselves. Either way, I'm happy.
Be our own. Well, just give us a panel. We talk a lot. We love talking. We'll interview. Knights, tell them you love us and you want us there. We need all the help we can get. We are not above begging for help.
That's right. Papa. Yeah, okay. I'm not going to say that. Anyway, another
Papa needs some loving.
Is that's what I was going to say, yeah. Papa needs his panel, I think is what I was going to say.
I like that. No, it's true, though, because we're – this like it's cool to what we did, and I'm glad because we got to pay our dues. Me and James have always said that. We got to pay our dues no matter what.
It's so true. And one cool thing, Chris Creates the World posted a video and we're highlighted in it. So be sure to check that out on YouTube too. While you check out our video, check out his. We'll link them to each other.
We'll put a thing on there for him on there. But, you know, keep listening to us on the podcast. Watch us on the video. We're going to try just to branch out more. That's our whole goal, is to branch out more so you get sick of us, but you love it at the same time.
It's so true. It's so true.
So anyone new, old, just don't forget, follow us on Instagram at Deadlight Nerds, YouTube at Deadlight Nerds. We have our URL. It was really cool. We were able to make a QR code because our URL is so easy. We're on Apple, Spotify. Tell your friends. Tell them you met us live, and then we'll give them stickers too. I purchased 3,000 stickers that we have, so I have 3,000 stickers to hand out.
Well, like 2,000 now, but yeah.
Yeah, they came Saturday, and we still were able to hand them all out. At least 1,000 of them. But yeah, follow us on everything. We're going to push that a lot too on YouTube to sub us because that's how we'll get press badges and all the fun stuff so you guys can see us again.
That's right. All right, Knights. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next year at FanX. And if we don't, well, we better
see
you.
We will see you next year. Yeah, you better see us. Come see us.
That's right. Come see us at our panel.
Catch you on the flippity flip.
Flippity flop.